Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. Oh, I don't hear Mike. Turn your mic on, Michael.
Turn my mic on.
There you go.
Can you hear me now? Man, I got something to say. We got some breaking news. Journal Sentinel reporting at this minute. Wisconsin Supreme Court has adopted the legislative maps drawn by Republicans. And we've got a very timely guest here. We've got Maggie Dawn in the Shaw Studios, Waukesha, Wisconsin, WAUK 540 AM. You're listening right now. Maggie, probably not a shocker, but the Tony Evers maps were the preferred maps, and Hagedorn already voted for Tony's map. I mean, above and beyond the whole flip-flop and the notion that, you know, where's the consistency in the rulings? What's your reaction?
Well, you know, that's what happens when the Supreme Court tells you that map's no good, right? You're left with only two options, the other guy's map or draw your own. And it's just, I don't expect courts to, although they've been forced to do this in the last two census cycles, I don't like the idea of non-expert courts drawing the maps either. It's ironic, of course, because we all know what the solution to this redistricting problem is, and it's nonpartisan commissions,
right,
that have rotating terms, appointed by various means, whether it's an executive branch appointment with confirmation or some other mechanisms that reduce the likelihood that partisans, current elected officials, draw maps to simply preserve their own political power, which is what you see, right? And the issue that you see, regardless of political leaning, is that when legislation to create those independent committees comes up, guess what? Both Democrats and Republicans don't like to let those commissions do that work because they can't protect themselves then.
Right.
So, again, abuses of redistricting aren't unique to Republicans. We've got a few maps that have been significantly gerrymandered to favor Democrats. And that's exactly why hey, Mike, we can hear the cocktails. Thanks, buddy.
Man. I'll take one. I'm making them. Sorry about that.
You're making me thirsty.
I know. Maggie, Patrick Marler reporting in the Journal Sentinel. The Republican maps just adopted reduced the number of assembly districts in Milwaukee with black majorities from 6 to 5. Democrats or their allies are likely to challenge those maps in federal court on the grounds they don't comply with the Voting Rights Act. With the election approaching so quickly, such a challenge may have to wait until after this fall's elections. One more paragraph here. A federal law is complicated because it says map makers cannot consider race most of the time, but must take it into account when they are drawing lines in areas with high populations of minorities. The policy is meant to ensure black and Latino voters have opportunities to elect the candidates they want.
So, yeah, so much for that concept, eh? I mean, it's like, that's the law, but not really when we decide we don't want that to be the
right law.
We were just talking about in the break, Dom, how complicated the Voting Rights Act is. And my like really sophisticated, nuanced legal analysis of the Voting Rights Act is you can use it to get to any conclusion you wish.
Right.
There's a variety of factors, things like contiguity, respecting municipal boundaries and natural geographic, there tends to be a preference for the prior map. In other words, a bit of a least change principle. But as populations move and migrate and have significant demographic shifts, which we have seen within Milwaukee County as well as the WOW counties, you know, the maps do need to change.
Yeah.
And race is a factor. I don't know what race doesn't matter, but then when it should, to the extent that you want communities of color to be able to elect candidates of their choosing, like, what does that even mean? It means race matters.
How can the Wisconsin Supreme Court come to this conclusion? The U.S. Supreme Court effectively took the legislative GOP in the state of Wisconsin, their argument that Tony Evers was somehow doing reverse racism. The map
which
was
doesn't
too
exist.
Representative of majority-minority districts, there's too many black people getting representation, and then you go the opposite direction. And, of course, you know, the timing is such, as you mentioned, you know, well, can't get to it this elective cycle. But if this is disenfranchising, if this is a dilution of representation, it's no longer one man, one vote. Well, how in the hell do you cast the maps this way and say, oh, yeah, because it's April 15th and you got to start collecting signatures today. So today you find out what district you live in because you got to qualify for the ballot starting today.
Yeah, this is the problem, which, listen, Trump's administration created the perfect storm of facts to make these exact scenarios come true, which was the delay of the census. The census is delayed, which means those governments tasked with drawing district lines, including the county I work for, were vastly delayed in starting their map drawing process. That has then made the time available for legal challenges, which everyone knew were going to happen much later in the cycle. And in fact, here's what. When those maps were being proposed from the legislature and from the governor's mansion, right, what happened contemporaneously is there were a couple of left-leaning interest groups that filed suit to try to get the courts to immediately intervene, to immediately step in and try to fashion their own map independently, if you will, and the court declined to do so. Well, who does that end up privileging? When courts don't intercede, right, or they're delayed in their intercessions, it tends to always benefit the incumbent or the party in power. So here's where we are. Republicans have gamed this outright. Democrats flat-footed in their strategy. Big shocker there. And we're going to effectively run out of time. That's where we're at.
Ugh. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic Burstin' Bubbles. Meg Don Burstin' Bubbles. Headlines Burstin' Bubbles. The GOP maps will be adopted in the state of Wisconsin according to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which, of course, is now a 4-3 conservative majority because Hagedorn swung his vote and has joined to accept the Republican maps because, you know, they gave him two bites at the apple, and second time around, he's got to get it right. Come back. We always get it right. Devil's Advocates rolling through the Friday. Good Friday. Happier happy hour.
Nowadays, these partisan feelings are so strong that people have lost any sense of justice.